Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Unwritten Law by Eden Finley, narrated by Anthony Ferguson and Joel Leslie. Chapter 1. Lawson. Rejection sucks, but there's something fundamentally interesting about the fragile male ego. Breaking up with people has become routine for me. So much so I can almost predict the words they're going to say before I've even ended it. Take this guy, for instance. Being in a crowded restaurant won't stop him from flipping his lid when I tell him we're done. Public is best for a breakup, but that doesn't mean it can't backfire. I'm tempted to blow the tea light candles out, not only because it makes the mood too romantic, but because there's a real risk of catching fire if he starts throwing things. Paranoid, maybe, but it wouldn't be the first time. I examine the guy across from me, trying to figure him out. He's young, still a teenager. Really pretty face, big blue eyes, pouty lips, and luscious dark hair any woman would be jealous of. When it comes to picking the right words to let him down gently, it's going to be hard. When hot young play toys hear, "I'm just not that into you," it gets ugly. This one is the type who doesn't like to be broken up with. His actual feelings don't come into play. Falling around for a month is not a promise of forever, and I guarantee he understands this. He's just going to be pissed he didn't break it off first. He won't grovel, promise to do better, or try to hold on to whatever he thinks he has with me. No, this is going to be a shit show. He reaches for my hand on top of the table, but I reach for my glass of water instead and take a sip. We haven't ordered food yet, and when the waitress comes by to ask if we're ready, I send her away and tell her to give us a few minutes. My date's brows pinch together. "What's wrong?" "I don't think this is working. You're a great guy and we've had fun, but you're 18 years old. You should be going out with guys your own age."
"You're only 23. That's barely an age gap."
I almost choke. I may have understated my age a little. Or a lot.
"How old are you?"
"That doesn't matter. We're not suited. I want things you can't give me."
"I don't see the problem if we're still having fun."
"Right. The thing is, I want to settle down, and I can't do that with an 18-year-old.
"Wait, you're really breaking up with me?"
His voice gets high-pitched. Oh boy, I know the signs. If I don't diffuse this, I could very well be getting slapped in a minute. It's happened before.
"It's not you, it's me." "Don't even try to pull that bullshit line with me."
"I'm sorry." In 3, 2, I fuse my eyes shut. And there it is. Not a slap, but a glass of water dumped on my head. My predictions aren't science, but they're damn near close to it.
"You can fuck off, Anders."
He storms out, the sway of his hips accentuating his diva-like exit.
"You too, Kate."
Or is it Kale?
Can't remember.
I grab the napkin off the table and wipe my face and shirt. All in all, not an overly bad breakup. There's been worse. Taking my phone from my pocket, I send a message to my brother. "You owe me, asshole. Coast is clear." Not 30 seconds later, the real Anders sits in the seat across from me, and I don't have to say a word.
"Lord, don't start. I'm buying you dinner to make up for it."
"Are you also going to give me your shirt?"
I nod at his nice, dry, blue t-shirt.
No.
"And seriously, you told him you were 23.
"We could totally pass for 23.
"You have to stop with the hyperactive twinks, man. They're getting too much." Anders winces.
"Straight dudes aren't allowed to say twinks."
"Sure we are. And thanks to doing your dirty work, I'm gay by association, so I'm definitely allowed to say it. This has to be the last time. I can't keep breaking up with guys for you." My brother is the most confident guy you've ever met, except when it comes to conflict. He can flirt with anyone,